I feel like I haven't had the 11:30 in a long time. I'm just realizing how much I like it. Because, you know, you can have a little extra to drink on Saturday night. Not that I did that. You can sleep in on Sunday morning. You can do nothing for a long time. Now, your day's half gone by the time Mass is over, but hey, that's the price you pay. What I like is the people who aimed for 10 o'clock and then ended up at 11:30. That's my favorite. And still come late somehow. In today's gospel, Jesus, he's been on a roll the past 3 weeks. You know, we kind of get this image of Jesus as this comforting guy, you know, who's just there for all our troubles. But the past 3 weeks have all been about judgment. You don't know when the Lord is coming. Last week was, I want to set the world on fire. I didn't come to make peace, but division. I came to set father against son, mother against daughter. And this week, he talks about will only a few people be saved, the disciples asked him. And he talks about the narrow gate. And he says these haunting words. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. And then the most horrifying thing that we can imagine. When we knock at the door and say, Lord, open the door for us. And he responds, I do not know where you are from, that the Lord does not know us. The Lord is over and over, Jesus is over and over reminding us that our lives are not just something to be like a second thought. How we live our lives isn't just a second thought in our mind, and especially how we live our lives as Christians. That this is the most intense, the most immediate thing that should always be on our minds. How am I living in relationship to Christ? What is my relationship with God like? It's not something that you fit in amidst all the other things in life that you have to think about. It's the most important thing. What is my relationship with God? And as he reveals these past few Sundays and today, it's difficult. There's a lot of difficulty in having that relationship with God and maintaining that relationship with God. So is he right? Is the gate narrow? Is it difficult to enter into? Yes, it is narrow. It's actually so narrow that only one person can fit through it. And it's shaped like a cross. Jesus on the cross is the only one who can enter into the kingdom of heaven. There he is, the one man who is obedient, perfectly doing the will of the Father. He's the one who can do it. It's the narrowest gate at all to enter into. Jesus is the one way through. And so what hope is there for us if he's the only one that can do it? Well, that's the good news. He's actually made it really easy for us to enter into that narrow gate. That he's taken what he has done, his obedience, his fulfilling the will of God, and he's given us the opportunity to be joined to that cross. The cross is the only way to enter the kingdom of heaven. Outside of the cross, there is no way that we have a chance. And we know this in our own lives. We see how weak we are. We can't earn our own salvation. We can't make all the wrongs that we've done in our life right. We can't enter into heaven without entering through the cross of Jesus Christ. And so, after Mass today, we'll baptize some babies. Those babies have done nothing. They don't file their taxes. They don't have jobs. You know, some of them go to the bathroom while you're baptizing them. That's how easy it is for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The one way through is Jesus Christ. Sticking on that cross ourselves is the one way we can get through. But God makes it so easy for us. That's what all these, you know, the debates around the Protestant Reformation, is it faith, is it work, is it grace? The debate is a total mistake. It's 100%, and the Catholic Church has always taught this and will always teach it. Our salvation is 100% the grace of God and merited by us zero, okay? So tell your Protestant friends, remember me doing this at the altar. We don't earn our salvation at all, okay? Case closed. But we are grafted onto that cross, but then our lives go on. So what? We should be baptized and then just go to Jamaica or whatever? I don't know. No, we live our lives, and we need to cling onto that cross as we live our lives with both hands on that cross. But what do we know also happens? Shiny things go by. Ooh, I like that thing. Ooh, I like that thing. I like that way of life. I like that thing that I know that's not good for me. And we take an arm off the cross and grab that thing. And we take another arm off the cross and grab that other thing. And pretty soon, we're not on the cross anymore. That gift that we received as a baby, a happy baby, that gift that we received that was so easy that we earned zero, we can reject that gift after we've received it. That we can say, actually, I don't want to be on the cross. I want to be with these other things that are shinier right now. And we all do it. It's called sin. Luckily for us, God has made it again very easy for us to get back onto the cross, that he gives us the sacrament of confession to say, Lord, I strayed, and now I want to be back on that cross because I want to enter the kingdom of heaven and be with you forever. And he says, all right, but that's the last time I offer that to you. No, it's the second chance and the third chance and the 938th chance and on for our entire lives. All we have to do with our lives is to cling to that cross, to stay on that cross, and then we can enter the narrow way. The Lord knows we're weak. The Lord knows we make mistakes. He's just sitting there compassionately waiting for us to come back to him. But if we don't think we need, if we think we have some special arrangement with God, saying, oh, no, he understands, he's fine with it. No, he's actually laid it out very clearly how we're supposed to enter through that narrow gate. They were supposed to come to church on Sunday. They were supposed to go to confession, receive the Eucharist, observe the days of fasting and penance, contribute to the welfare of the church, the five precepts of the church. He's actually made it very clear, and these are the commands. This is how you're supposed to live your life. If you think, oh, I know how to do it. Don't worry, me and God, hey, we got it worked out, all right? No, you don't have it worked out. He has it worked out, and you have one option. You can accept his infinitely generous offer and plan for salvation for your life, which, like I said, is actually very easy. Or you can go your own way. But Jesus reminds us in the gospel, go your own way at your own peril. He's made it so easy. Look at him today in the Eucharist. Say, Lord, I want to be with you forever. I know I'm not perfect, but I want to enter the narrow gate. I want to cling to your cross with both hands my entire life. And I don't want to be distracted by anything else, Lord. You are the one thing in my life that matters, and never let me be parted from you.